She's articulate, she's passionate, and she tells the truth about health. She's Dr. Holly. It's time for the Dr. Holly Lucille Show.
Hey folks, thanks so much for coming back and listening. Listen, this is going to be a really important segment, and I think I always catch myself saying that about my segments because they're so compelling and there's so much information out there these days. In fact, I was actually talking to Sarah Ferguson, yes, the Duchess of York. We were in New York together working on a project, and we were talking about all the intense information out there and the marketing and the banner ads and the pop-ups. And we both decided that it might actually be moving in from the information era to the misinformation era. And it gets really confusing, I think, for folks. It certainly gets confusing for me. I catch myself going, wait, really? It can do that? And I want to click and buy, and I want it to come to my door, and I want to take it, and I want to be whatever it says I'm going to be. I catch myself in that mindset. So I understand how slippery and hard it is, but I'm going to be talking about six, all right, healthy, quote unquote, eating choices that you might want to rethink. These are alternatives. And so, of course, that's the big thing these days, right? Just alternatives to this, right? So, well, certainly we know the big, bad, and ugly one, sugar. Alternatives to sugar, oh gosh, I just would rather folks eat real sugar. I mean, I think that's so desperately important. Artificial sweeteners, let me tell you something. It's all hype. In the 1960s, they basically found their way into soft drinks, and they were marketed as a dieter's dream. All right, all of the sweet, none of the calories. And today, I mean, we've got, you know, there's the pink packet. There is the Sweet and Low, right? There's the blue packet, Nutrisweet. There is the yellow packet. It's the Splenda. I mean, it's pretty much everywhere. You can actually bake now with Splenda, and there's commercials that are pushing that. Aspartame, which is the active ingredient in NutraSweet alone, it appears in more than 6,000 products, and 54% of Americans every single day use this product, all right? The reality is the research has shed light on the possibility that these sugar substitutes may hurt the very people they are purported to help, okay? In a study, there's a study of more than 3,600 people. So in my mind, that's a great study. It was published a couple years back in the Journal of Obesity. Researchers at the University of Texas Health Center at San Antonio were stunned to discover that people who drink artificially sweetened beverages such as diet sodas and artificially sweetened tea and coffee gained 47% more weight during a 7 to 8 year period. I know why that happens. We've talked about it on the show before. It is something called the cephalic stage of digestion. It doesn't matter if there's no calories coming in. Let me tell you something, folks, as soon as that sweetness hits your tongue, your body thinks, whoops, there's sugar coming in. And guess what gets released? Insulin. Insulin gets released, can't find the sugar to help process. And it then does what? It sticks around and it remains as belly fat. Also, guess what else happens in this case? It definitely makes you hungry. So there is a cause for concern. And also, there are excitotoxins. They actually do, and I tell people this, I have a buddy that I work out with out in Malibu every so often, and he drinks Dr. Pepper all the time. And I was there the other month, and I took one sip of this diet Dr. Pepper. I tell you, I felt like I was on drugs. These things affect your brain in a way. So something that you might, as an alternative, want to absolutely not do, just is the artificial sweeteners. Put them down. Do whatever you can to put them down. Your body knows exactly what to do with sugar. A little goes a long way. There is stevia. It is a plant. But as far as those artificial sweeteners, you got to get them out of your life. Get out the crap. It helps every single condition that comes into my practice. Hashimoto's thyroiditis, gut issues, you name it, acne, get those things out. Okay, another one, low-fat dressing. So studies in the early 90s found that salad dressings were a surprising high source of fat, of course. And so guess what? Dozens of low-fat and fat-free salad dressings crowded the supermarket shelves and then certainly our cupboards. Now, the reality is you are better off making or buying salad dressings with a healthy dose of high quality oils, okay? So we're talking about high quality or natural fats such as olive oil, grapeseed oil, or even avocado. That's because a well-built salad not only tastes great and satisfies you longer, there's got so many vitamins in it, minerals, micronutrients. And so striving to keep your salad fat-free or even low-fat not only reduces the pleasure that you take in with the salad, but it reduces your body's ability to make those nutrients, okay? And I got to tell you something. The low-fat dressings, what do you do when you take out fat? What do you do for the taste? You add sugar. I see it all the time. I was in the airport and I had to take a picture. I will post it for you. There was a package of sugar-free Reese's cups. All right. So there was about 12 of them in there, and there was the identical package of the regular Reese's cups. And I grabbed them both. I looked at the back, guess which one had more calories. It was the fat-free Reese's cups. Why? When you take out fat, you put in sugar. When you take out sugar, you put in fat. That's what happens. And so it's better, once again, even with low-fat dressings, there's going to be too much sugar. Go ahead and just make your own. A little olive oil with some sea salt and lemon juice. Oh my gosh, it is the best. Just try it. If you haven't tried it, just try it. Make your own. Power to the people. Take it back into your kitchen. Just like cleaning supplies, this is what we can do. All right, the whole thing about whole grain, that's another alternative, right, to white. I have this conversation with folks all the time, and boy, you got to be gentle because people really are. They think that you read the packages in the bread aisle, and it's easy to think that you've got, like, wow, this is a jackpot. Every label, whole, multi-grain, natural, fiber, that's what it says. Well, when it comes to bread, you cannot judge a book by its cover or a loaf by its wrapper. Or its color, you know, seriously. Nor can you assume that even a healthy bread is going to be healthy in any and all quantities. All right, it's very, very, very important. You've got to check the first few ingredients of most of the mass marketed brand breads, and you'll find enriched flour, okay? Meaning it's mostly refined white flour. It's the same stuff that Wonder Bread is made of. You've got to definitely watch that whole grain thing. And you've got to keep bread in moderation anyway. Whole wheat, even in our country, even whole, what's whole? Whole wheat, I'll see as a little berry in my hand. It has been highly processed and refined, plus with the genetically modified organisms that the wheat crops, mostly in our country, we've been taking in that have horrible pesticides that just do harm when we eat. And you know, wheat is everywhere. I mean, you think about an English muffin, a slice of pizza, a slice of pie, a biscuit, a cracker, a piece of bread, a pita bread. It's everywhere. We eat too much of it, and people are definitely getting sicker and sicker and sicker. And then guess what? When they take it out of their diet, this is what I see in my practice, and I love it. It's just evidence. It's empirical evidence right there. They get better. Okay, another big thing, egg substitutes. Get rid of them. Eggs have gotten a bad rap. They are packed full of great fats, beautiful nutrients like biotin, and they've got a natural emulsifier in them. So they aren't the ones that are increasing your cholesterol. Nope. That's the saturated fats and the sugar mostly, refined carbohydrates. But definitely the hype for these egg substitute, they are no good, okay? And dietary cholesterol is not a major culprit in contributing to health, heart disease, and other woes. It's not that. Yes, eggs have those lovely cholesterol-rich yolks, but it is not them that is causing the problem, all right? High-fiber breakfast cereals. If you listened to my guests before, cereal out of a box, just forget about it. Adult cereals lead to believe that there's nothing more wholesome than starting the day with this heaping bowl of vitamins and, you know, these flakes and stuff. I got to tell you, you're better off making your own oatmeal, right? Then you've got your whole nuts. You can have some of your yogurt, some berries on there, steel cut oats, eggs. That's the way to go with your breakfast. Do not. And the last thing is the meal replacement drinks. You can't do it. Nope. Let's just keep eating real food. All right. So those are some alternatives. You just got to watch yourself here. Watch the claims that you might want to avoid for sure. All right. We're just trying to keep you alive. Wake up your mind. You can follow us on Twitter and Facebook at Your Radio MD. Thanks for listening.